Yeah, I was a little late to the party. I wasn't seeing it. And then I looked at the cost of the little Helltech V3s and some other stuff. I thought, well, these are cheap enough to dabble with, so I got a couple. And we had a little modest success with it, but you know, we were still counting on the internet, which is kind of defeating the purpose, and it gets frustrating to do that. And so, you know, it's just like I say, it can be frustrating because, you know, you think you're going to do this or you're going to do that with it, and you know, chances are what you think you're going to do with it, it's not going to happen. You'll see, depending on where you live, you'll see people, you know, in and around you, and you may even exchange some information with them. And then if you enable this MQTT thing, you know, you'll be able to utilize the internet. But then it's kind of defeating the purpose, right? It's supposed to be a decentralized, you know, it doesn't count on its own network. So, you know, I think it's going to continue to just go in spurts and plug along, and maybe eventually there'll be enough stuff out there dabbling around. Because I leave mine on. They're all on. I haven't checked in on them in so long. It's not funny. So who knows? Maybe there's, you know, new paths being formed. It's hard to say. But I wouldn't recommend it necessarily, unless it's just something you just want to learn about for your own benefit. You know, then sure, why not? You may find something a year from now and you say, oh yeah, I monkeyed with that. Glad I know about it.